You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Crime in California. We have all seen videos and heard stories of retail thefts all over the state. Mom and pop shops, grocery stores, malls targeted by thieves rushing in and stealing everything they can get their hands on. Perhaps stores in your area have started to lock up merchandise. Last week, Assemblyman Rick Chavez-Zeber, who chairs the Assembly's Select Committee on Retail Theft, called the situation, quote, a crisis becoming equal to the issue of unhoused individuals in California. But the data tells a more complicated story. For example, here in Sacramento, shoplifting is down. So while crime makes a lot of headlines and is certainly a politically hot potato, we want to take the extra time to examine what this data actually shows, which with context could help lead to real solutions. We welcome Magnus Lofstrom. He is the Policy Director of Criminal Justice and a Senior Fellow at the nonprofit Public Policy Institute of California, or PPIC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So let's start with the big picture, because there's a lot of data out there, a lot of headlines, and that can open itself up to being talked about with like a wide brushstroke that is lacking in specifics. What do you want us to keep in mind before we dive into the PPC's findings about crime, specifically retail theft and robberies in California?
Well, I think, you know, I really appreciate that. We want to think about the complexity of crime and crime data. And what kind of perspective to take. So I think the first thing to do is actually start off with like a long-term historical perspective. Where are violent crime rates and property crime rates today, you know, compared to when they peaked in the 80s and 90s? And so that's the good news. They're so much lower than they were back in the 80s and 90s. They're less than half of what they were at that particular point in time. So that's good news. But we are also seeing some increases in recent years in some types of crime. And for some types of crime, it is very localized, and we see it in just certain areas. But broadly, we saw a drop in homicides in 2022. That's the most recent year we have data for, of about 6%. But homicides still remains higher, by about 34% higher than they were before the pandemic. And we also have seen aggravated assaults tick up over the last few years. So they are about 25% higher than they were before the pandemic. And I think that the other one that kind of stands out and is auto theft. It's been ticking up in the last 2 years as well, and it's up by about 32%. So those are some of the things that stand out from that broad perspective. Mm.
And you also look at gun violence as well. I mean, what data do you have that shows how gun violence compares, you know, post-pandemic, or we're still in a pandemic, but to pre-pandemic, like 2019?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we look at, especially, you know, obviously we're talking about violent crime here. And what we're seeing is that those increases that I mentioned in homicides and aggravated assaults, those are primarily driven by increases in gun-related incidents. And even if we look at robberies are actually lower today than they were before the pandemic. But robberies that involve guns, they are up by about 12% compared to before the pandemic. So guns, when it comes to violent crime, are, you know, increasingly playing a larger role.
Hmm. When it comes to where this is happening, I mean, is it generally widespread across the state, or are there specifically parts of California that are truly experiencing more crime, and while others perhaps are maybe have fared better?
Yeah, it's definitely the case. If we're talking about violent crime, for example, the biggest increases we've seen are really in the Central Valley, and also in Alameda County, for example. Those are examples of where we've seen notable increases, and less so in some of the coastal Southern California areas. So again, you know, even though there are broader increases in violent crime over the last few years here in California, there are some differences there, and you see the biggest increases in the Central Valley and Alameda County in particular.
Do you have an understanding as to why, you know, some areas are higher than others and others are faring better?
I really wish we had a good answer to that. And part of the problem is that when you look at what's happened over these last few years, I'm making comparison to how things were before the pandemic. And the pandemic brought so many changes. First, there were challenges, for the criminal justice systems to prevent the spread of COVID, led to changes, drawdowns in prison and jails, population arrests, bookings. Courts had, their own challenges as well. Increased economic and health uncertainty. We had the reactions to, the violent protests in reaction to the murder of George Floyd, presented challenges to law enforcement. And then also we had decreases in the number of police, so challenges in recruitment and retention. It's a long list of plausible contributors to these changes, but given that there's so many changes happening at once, it's really difficult to point at, yeah, here's the one that's behind this these troubling some of the troubling increases.
Yeah, and the PPIC, I mean, you have a tremendous amount of data, and the point of that is to shape policy. You recently testified at the state capitol on the Assembly Select Committee on Retail Theft, and this was back in December, and you shared data regarding retail thefts and robberies in the state. What was the big message that you wanted to get across to lawmakers?
I think that there are, first of all, there are challenges with the data that are available, in that there are some limitations, especially when we talk about retail theft. We're talking about shoplifting, for example, and when we're talking about shoplifting, these lower value incidents, it's very likely that there's a notable degree of underreporting, meaning that, retailers aren't reporting all of these incidents, and there might be changes in this reporting. So, that's one of the challenge, and that might contribute to why we're seeing, different views of the problem of retail theft. But the other part is coming back to what you were mentioning, Vicky, is that we have these big geographic differences. We are seeing, if we're looking at shoplifting, for example, the first thing is we saw a big jump in 2022 of 29%. But to put that in perspective, we're still 8% below what we were before the pandemic. But so that doesn't really hint at the shoplifting being a problem. But even when we look at shoplifting, which probably captures primarily lower value theft incidents here in California, we see some areas where there are notable increases in the Bay Area in particular. San Mateo jumped by over 50%. We saw over 20% increase in San Francisco over that same period of time. So the Bay Area has seen increases in the lower value retail theft incidents. If we look at higher value retail theft incidents, now we'll go to the crime data and we'll look at commercial burglaries. And here we see a broader increase in commercial burglaries in California. It's up by about 16% statewide since 2019. It is primarily an urban problem. And when we looked at the 15 largest counties, we saw that it was up in 14 of those. So it depends on kind of like what type of incidents we're looking at, and it depends on where we are. And I think that contributes to these kind of difficulties in assessing how big of a problem is this or not. So the fact that the data has its limitation and geographic variations complicates things.
Yeah, when going through your data, I mean, I had to go through it very slowly because are we talking about shoplifting, which has a $950 threshold? Are we talking about commercial burglaries, which are over $950? Or are we talking about commercial robberies, which is a use of force? There's a threatening aspect to it. And that is considered, can be considered a violent crime. Given that the state has been aware of this problem before the pandemic, Governor Newsom, I believe in his first year as governor, created an organized task force on retail theft. This was back in 2019. I would imagine when you testify, they're using your data. How has this data over the years, even before the pandemic, because it was already recognized as a problem, been useful towards shaping real solutions?
Well, that's a real challenge here, is that when we're looking at these numbers that I just shared with you, we don't know to what extent this is driven by organized retail theft. There's nowhere in the data that it actually identifies those kind of incidents. And that's a real another real challenge in all of this, is that we don't know what is the driving force behind the increases that we've seen in some areas. And kind of when we think about it, what would be the most effective policy solutions are going to be very different if it is indeed organized retail theft, as opposed to situations where people are acting out of economic desperation. And so that's kind of the challenge. We really don't know at this point. We don't know to what extent it's driven by organized retail theft incidents.
Yeah, and it also depends on, who is the source, who is giving this information. I mean, there are, lobbying groups and the retail association, that, understandably they have a vested interest, and so they're going to, share their perspective, but that's a perspective, right? There's a difference between accuracy and truth. When you actually, listen or watch reporting or news headlines about, burglaries and smash and grabs, you can see it easily on social media, especially with surveillance video and cell phones now. What do you want people to keep in mind?
I think these are the kind of incidents that grab the headlines. It gets our attention. But first of all, I mean, I think it's important to keep in mind it's not unique to California, especially when we're talking about these smash and grabs. That is nothing that is unique to California. The other part is that, we don't know to what extent what the real frequency of these incidents are, because they just simply tend to get our attention. Probably in a large number of when these incidents happen. So they're overrepresented, in media compared to, or in social media for that matter, compared to the kind of role that they play in the trends that I'm sharing with you.
You said on multiple occasions, the data can be challenging to get. What would make your job as a fellow, whose world is research, what would make it easier?
Well, the first thing would be to have more complete information on each of the incidents. And I think that the only way that we can get that is really to have retailers help out and essentially help out collecting more complete information where we know of all or the majority of the incidents that are taking place. Because what we can do then is we can benchmark that against what what the crime data tells us as well. That's kind of the first thing. The other part is to kind of having more information about each of the incidents and what are the consequences, and what are the responses by law enforcement when there is a reported incident? Are there arrests? Are these cases passed on to prosecutors? And what are the decisions that the prosecutors make, and what happens eventually in terms of disposition? Is there a conviction or not? That's the kind of information I think we really need to have in order to identify what are the effective policy solutions to this challenge that is presented to retailers.
And I know the data that we're talking about stems from 2022 compared to like 2019. 2022 is the most recent data you have that has the entire year. But just a couple months ago, we had, for an example, we had the city of Sacramento on, and they were celebrating a significant reduction in violent crime in the city from the same time period in 2023. It wasn't the entire year. It was like from January to the end of September compared to 2022. Anecdotally, or just on the surface level, as you're starting to look into data from last year, do you think we may be trending in a better direction when it comes to violent crime?
I think when it comes to violent crime, there are some, encouraging signs out there. There are some FBI data available for the first half of 2023, and it's pointing towards, decreases in violent crime in 2023 compared to 2022. That does not include many of California cities, so it's hard then to tell what exactly what it would look like in California. But it was nice to see that there were some encouraging signs in terms of violent crime from those data as well.
What are you interested in learning in 2024?
Oh, wow. Well, I think, I think it's following up. We have seen some increases in some crime. It's really trying to figure out what's behind some of these increases. And certainly retail theft has gotten a lot of the attention recently. And the question is really, you know, what is behind it? What are some of the contributing factors? So I'm looking at possibly, you know, understanding that a little bit better, you know, and particularly focusing in on what are the responses to reported incidents, to see how that might translate to the broader trends as well. You know, I'm hoping that we can reverse some of these trends. You know, the auto theft trend hopefully will, you know, start to come down as well. So I'm looking forward to just seeing, you know, more of these data and just, you know, fingers crossed that what we're going to see in you know, these upcoming data releases will be good news for us.
Magnus, as always, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Magnus Lofstrom is the Policy Director of Criminal Justice and a Senior Fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, or PPIC. Still ahead, he has captivated NPR's Tiny Desk by uprooting centuries-old Black American folk songs and giving them new life. Jake Blunt joins us ahead of his performance at the Sophia. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.